We're up to Chaf Zayin on the base of the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that Kishem Shamayim Bodkin Oso, Kachamayim Bodkin Oso. Oso Leman, who's the Oso? Ilem Lebal, it's talking that if the husband has an Aveira, see in 1 second what kind of Aveira, that the water also gets to him. Baal my Ovid, what did the husband do that he should get punished? The Pitema the E is be ovon bad ki le maya, ki is le ovon bidide, mi bod kula maya bidit ledido. Right, Lamaisa, if he has an Aveira, the water is not bodekur. So not only is it not bodekim, it's not bodekur either. So the mission wouldn't make sense. Kishem shamayim bodkin oso. So the whole process doesn't apply if he's not noki me avon. V'hotanya, v'nika ha'ish me avon, v'ha'isha hi tisa savona. V'zman sha'ish menuka me avon, ha'mayim bodkin es ishto. Ein ha'ish menuka me avon, ein ha'mayim bodkin es ishto. See Rashi. D'es be avon, shebo aleho la'achar shenistro. Rashi learned that the only avon we're talking about, we're not talking about the husband has any averus, and then the process doesn't happen. But if the husband has the Aveira in this parsha, that he lived with her after the Kinui and Stira, so then the water is not bodekar. The Bisman Shoish Minuka Mi Avon, Shalo Bo Aleho Misha Neesrolov, Hoisha Tihi Tisa Avona, Shivtiku Amayim. Right? But if not, if he's not knocking me off, that's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that any sexual Aveira that the husband ever had prevents his wife from being what's it called, nivdak. According to Rashi, Lechora, why didn't the Gemara say that it's talking where he has a different oven? Right? If he didn't live with her after the Isser, so the water is boldikar. And the Gemara says, so what does the husband do? He had other Averas, and that's what's boldik. So it's not mistaber that this water is going to be boldikim for other Averas he did in his life. Right, that's why Rashi, what's it called? There was no kasha on Rashi. And the Rambam, who says any sexual aveira that he had, so the Maisa, what's it called? Anything that he has is not going to be bodekur. But even according to Rashi, that it's only this. The Gemara still didn't want to say that it's talking about the Baal, and it's bodekim for aveiras that don't impair her ability to drink. But that the Baal has, because it's not mistaber that those Averas would be something that the waters have a connection to. So it can't be talking about the Baal. Ela la Boel. That the Boel, right, the person who is suspected of living with her, if in fact she's guilty, so he in fact lived with her, so not only does she get killed, he gets killed too. Listening Kidiktoni Sefer. So if that's the case, why did it say Oso? It should have said like it says in the Sefer, Kashem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboel. In the Sefer it says Beferish. If we're talking about the Boel, mention him. So why in the Reisha did it say Kashem Shabodkin Oso, Bodkin Oso? It should have said Bodkin Laboel. Just like it says in the Sefer. Where it says Laolam Laboel, Enochanami. It's talking about the Boel. For Reisha, I did it Tani Oso, Tani Oso. In the Reisha, since it mentions her, right, it says Oso, so to make it parallel, it says Oso. Seifa, I did a Tani Baal, in the Seifa, it had to mention the Baal, so therefore, to make it parallel, it mentioned the Boel, Tana Boel. Okay. Rashi. Ela the Boel, Lishne, Kach Bodkin es HaBoel Behedya. Why does it say Oso? It should have been more specific and say Kach Bodkin es HaBoel. Kiditani Sefer, like in the Sefer it says Behedya. Kachasura le Boel. Velo Tani Kachasura lo. So the Mora says, no, we wanted to keep the two parts of the Mishnah parallel. And the Reish had mentioned Oso, so therefore it says to parallel to that Oso. And the Sefer had mentioned the Baal, so parallel to that it mentions the Boel. Okay. Shenamar Ubo Ubo, Iboyeluhu. Bo Ubo Ka'omar. O Ubo Ubo Ka'omar. Right? What's the limud over here? The fact that it said two words, two times, and therefore we learned this limud? Or the fact that it's a vav, an extra vav? Toshma, shem shasur lebal, kach asur leboel, shenemar, nitma v'nitma. Right? So mashma, that what's it called? That it is the, the fact that it's an extra vav. We'll see, one second. Let's see Rashi. Bo uvo ka'omar, right? Miribuye devav. O ubo ubo hakfulin beparsha. What's the drasha? The drasha on the extra vav, on the extra word. Shenemar nitma v'nitma. Shma mino Rabbi Akiva vaviv dorish. Right, the Masha from the Sefer, that Nitma, Vin Nitma, that Rabbi Akiva's Darshin, the extra Vav. So Marsha's not true. Adayin, Tiboye, Nitma, Nitma, Komar, or Nitma, Vin Nitma, Komar. Then you have the same Shaila. Is the Drasha because of two words, or because of the extra Vav? Toshma, Midiktani Sefer, Rabbi Omer, Shnei Pamim, Hamurim, Beparsha, Vin Nitma, Vin Nitma, Echo the Bav, Echo the Boel. Since Rebbe says that we darshan the two words, the nitma, one for the Baal and one for the Boel, Michlal, Rabbi Akiva, Vavi Kadorish, that Rabbi Akiva learns differently. Right? What's Rebbe arguing if they're learning the same drasha? So Rebbe clearly says it's because it says the nitma twice. Therefore Rabbi Akiva, who learned differently, learned the same limud, but from the extra vav, not from the double words. Chad l'tzavo dida, the Chad, Gemara says, Hilkach, Vavi Kadorish, Hilkach, Rabbi Akiva, Shisa Kroik Sive. According to Rabbi Akiva, that we darshan the extra Vav, there's six, different, psukim over here that tell me what has to be done. Chad le Tzavo Dido, one to her Tzavo, Moshe Rashi will explain what Tzavo is, the Chad le Tzavo Dide, and one for him. Chad le Asiya Dido, the Chad le Asiya Dide, Chad le Yadiya Dido, the Chad le Yadiya Dide. Okay, so that's Shisa Kroi. Shlosha uba'u ksuvim sham, right? What's it called? Three times it says ubo hamayim. Ubo hamayim hama'orim ha'ele b'me'ayich latzos beten lo'odia lanu de beten v'hadar yerech shelo l'hotaz karmim perakama, right? One of them comes to tell me the order that is going to happen, because in the klala it says that first happens the yerech and then the beten. Right, only because Mida Keneged Mida, she started with the Yerech and then came the Beten. Yeah. But what's it called? But the truth is that when it happens, it's going to happen first the Beten and then the Yerech. So she shouldn't think that it's not happening the way that the Torah said. So we tell her to begin with, no, that the way it's going to happen is Beten and Yerech, even though we warn you first Yerech and Beten. The Chad v'hishko es ha'isho es me hamorim hamorim ubo bo hamayim. With Savor, then the second one is the coming to tell me Shakadish Baruch Hu goes as Shiavo Bohamayim Lamorim. The next one is that the Rabban Shalom is going to direct. Sivui over here means to direct the water to do it to its job. Like the Gemara says in Psachim in the beginning there, Tziva al on the light to be nishtamish in the yom and on the darkness and the Tziva over there means mean a command. It means that the Rabban Shalom directed it and was Tziva we can meet a pekida to an ordered it. That's the word. The Chad and the other one Lasia that you actually do it. V'hishka samayim v'hoisa im nitma. Right, that's when you actually carry through and drink, and then it says if what's it called if shitaka was tome le asiya kan hodi akosuv es Yisrael de maftiach lohen shiftiku amayim. And the third one is that the Rabban Shalom was maftiach the klai, so it's going to work. The kulam ksi vav yiseiru harishis, and by every one of them it says an extra vav. So we have three psukim legabe the drinking and three extra vav, so six psukim. Didei de boel Dido de Isha, so one is that the Boel gets affected. The other one is that the woman gets affected. Yediya v'tzavo v'asiya k'depricious. And all of them are the Yediya that she's told what's going to be, and then the tzavo that the Rabban Shalom is going to order this to happen, and then the asiya that actually takes place. Okay. So that's how Rabbi Akiva learns the psukim. The Rebbe Talta Kroik Sivi. According to Rebbe, he doesn't darshan the extra vav, so there's only three psukim. Chad l'tzavo, v'chad l'asiyah, v'chad l'yediyah. Right? One for the fact that the Rabban Shalom orders this to happen, next one that it happens, and next one that Klai Yisrael should know that for the future that this is going to be effective. The Rebbe, Kishem Shamayim Bolkin Oso, Kach Bolkin Oso Minole. So how does Rebbe know that limud of what's it called, Rabbi Akiva learns it from the Vav. Where does he know that just like she's punished, he's, the Boel is also punished? Naftalei Meditanya, Latzbos Botten, Velanfil Yerech. Right? Bitno Vierecho Shel Boel. It doesn't say Latzbos Bitna, her stomach, her Yerech. Right? It says Yerech and Beten, Stam. So it comes to include the Yerech and Beten of the Boel also. Ata Omer Bitno Vierecho Shel Boel, Oenwele Bitno Vierecho Shel Niveles. Maybe not. Maybe it means her stomach and her thigh. Kishu Omer Vitzov So Bitno Venofla Yerecho, Hari Bitno Vierecho Shel Niveles Omer. Well, I already said the what's it called, Vitzov So Bitno, talking about her. So why does it have to say again, Latzbos Beten Velan Pelyerech? Umani Mekayim Latzbos Beten Velan Pelyerech, Bitno Vierecho Shel Boel. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that? Right? The Idach, Ahu, the Moda Lakoin, the Beten Bereisha Vahadar Yerech. Rabbi Akiva learns from here that this is only to let her know that the order is going to be different than the order that the Torah said in the Klala. The Klala is because that's what's fit for her to happen because of Mida Keneged Mida. But the order is going to be the opposite order. Shalola Hotzi Lazal Amayim Hamorim. The Idach, and what about Rabbi Yehuda? Where does Rabbi learn this thing that we warn her or inform her that the order is going to be different? The Idach im ken lichtov kro bitna v'yerecha, my beten v'yerech shama mino. He learns it from the fact that it said generically beten v'yerech to tell me that the order that we tell her the order is going to be different. Beten v'yerech shama mino leboel ve'ema kule lohachisa, and the fact that it didn't say what's it called bitna v'yerecha, it said beten v'yerech. That's how we know the boel. So maybe the whole thing comes to that. It doesn't come to tell me that we tell her the order is different. Who also in came lichto bitno v'yerecho. If that's the case, it only came to tell me that the boil also is affected. It should have said it in the masculine, bitno v'yerecho. The fact that it said bet and v'yerech teaches me both things. One is that we tell her about the order, and the other one is it's not her bet and v'yerech, but it's the bet and v'yerech of the boil. My bet and v'yerech shvami notarte. See Rashi. Okay, the Rebbe, the low Dorish Vodi, how to cry who dechside. According to Rebbe, there's only three psukim. The kulo li dido yedia vasiya v'tzavo, and all of them are going on her for these three things. That the Rabbonu Shalolam, what's it called, lets her know the order, and what's it called, and he orders the thing to happen, and that it happens. So how does he know about the boel? Shalol hotzi las mishum dahave omar lo biklol abereishu as yerechech nofeles. In the klol it mentions yerech before beten. The sof hamayim livdo kederech knisosan, but the truth is it's not going to happen like that. We only say it in the klol to let her know that spiritually speaking, that's what is affected first spiritually because mida kenegin mida. But physically it happens differently. Deceive itself so bit novahodav enough liyerecha. Maybe according to Rebbe it's only to tell me that the boel, right, to tell me that what's it called, that the boel also is affected. So how does he know that we warn her that the order is going to be different? My bet and v'yerech, it should have said bit no v'yerecho stam hocha v'hocha dorishli. Therefore we darshan both things. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yeshua, Kacha Yedorish Zecharia. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Shalosh Pamim Hamurim Beparsha Im Nitma'a, Nitma'a V'Nitma'a Lama. Why do you three times that it mentions V'Nitma'a? Echad L'Baal, V'Echad L'Boel, V'Echad L'Truma. One to tell me that the Baal is ushered to her. The other one is that she's ushered to the Boel, and that she's ushered to Truma. Right, even she's a Bas Kohen or a Ashes Kohen, and she could normally eat Truma under certain circumstances. Here, under no circumstances can she ever eat Truma again. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Kalomer. You don't need a special pasuk for Truma. It's Kalvachomer. Uma Grusha Shemuteris LeTruma. Asura LeKahuna. A Grusha is allowed to eat Truma. So a woman gets divorced, she has no children, and she's a Bas Kohen. She goes back to her father to eat Truma. Right? She's mutter to truma, but she's also to a kohen when she's a grusha. Zu shasura v'truma, eno din shasura l'kohuna. You don't need a pasuk to tell me she's also what's it called to l'kohuna, because she's also to truma. Kolsken, she's if she's also to what's it called, to a Kohen. But could be mutter the truma, so a woman is also the truma, surely also to a Kohen. So mat la tamad lomer vihi nitma'a, right, vihi lo nitma'a, im nitma'a, right, what's it called, vihi nitma'a, vihi lo nitma'a, im nitma'a loma shosa, im lo nitma'a loma mashka, right, lamaisa, what's it called, says, vihi nitma'a or velo nitma'a, so monasha. If she was nitma'a, what do we need to make a drink for? We know she was tummy. And if she wasn't tummy, what is she drinking for? Magid l'cha kosuv, shah sofik asura, comes to tell me that she's asur misofik. That's the v'nitma. Even if the possibility is she wasn't nitma, we're not asuring to her husband because she vade was tummy. But even on the sofik, we consider her, until she go through the process, tummy. Mikana tadon l'sheretz. Right, here we learn all sphas of tuma b'shus ayochid is considered tummy. Right, sofik is tummy. Why? Umas sota shelo also ba shoge kamezit va onis karatzom also ba sofik kivade, a sota who by shoge is not like mezit and onis is not like ratzom. We'll see what, saying, what the two things are. Still, when there's a sofik, whether she was mezana or not, she's also to her husband kivade. Sheretz she also ba shoge kamezit va onis karatzom ein odin she also ba sofik kivade. See Rashi. Shalosh pamin, v'kinei es ishto, v'hi nitma, v'hoi so im nitma, tachas isho v'nitma. Three times it says in the parasha of the word v'nitma. So one is for the baal, one's for the boel, she's also to the baal, the boel, and truma. V'echa the truma, shafilu hi bas kohen, u'baal kohen, nifsala min ha-truma. Kal v'chomer, eno tzorech lahavi min ha-nikra l'posla min ha-kahuna. You don't need a posik to tell me that she's also to a kohen. Milinose l'kohen. Mikal v'chomer also, right? You learn truma, baal, and boel, but the fact that she's also to a kohen, she's now a zona, and if she doesn't go through the process, she's also to a kohen. That you don't need what's it called a pasuk for. Why? Ma grusha bas kohen she nisgarsha miyisrael v'zera einla shemuteres b'truma, a bas kohen who gets married and divorced and she doesn't have children, so she goes back to eat truma b'beis aviha. Okay, k'dichsi milechem aviha tochel. So still, she's pasul the kahuna. She's a grusha. Zu she psula mitruma. So a woman is pasul from truma. Meribuya de nitma kedika amras. Ain't no din she psula the kahuna. With a common parech v'holo ayri Rabbi Akiva the psul kahuna. We didn't mention yet the chlal that she's pasul to a kohen. So where was the words all the same? We don't need a pasul for a kohen. We didn't mention that we have a pasul for a kohen. We mentioned pasul for three things: boel, baal, and truma. Right? So Gemara is going to ask that later. Ask that question later. So lo itzricha kroy, Michael Omerle Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? No, Rabbi Akiva, I don't need a pasuk for a Kohen. Rabbi Akiva didn't mention a pasuk for a Kohen either. Matamid Lomer, the he nitma, garsinan, the lo goras, im kain, the milsabam feinafshi. It's not a continuation, it's a new thing. The lo nitma, yisera kami boyale. It says, the lo nitma, it's an extra pasuk. The hodar shinan, the lav Rabbi Shmuel the chudeko amar lo. It's not going on a continuation. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Elastamahu ukroy the inyon akadorish vazu." Now we're darshening the psukim of the inyon according to everybody. It's not a continuation of what came before. Ma talmud lomar v'kini asishto v'hi nitma. The mashma the vade nitma. It's mashma he's mekana her when she's vade tame. But that's not true. If she's vade tame, then there's no reason to be mekana her. There's no reason to for the process. And then it says if we're sure that she was tummy, there's no drinking, no purpose. Like an eid echad comes or two eidim come. The eep shita the lo nitma, and if we're sure she wasn't nitma, then why do we put her through the process? Then loma mashke. So magid l'cha kosuv shala sofik asura, that even though to sofik, whether she was tamei or not, we consider her asur to the husband mitam vaday until she go through the process. V'hachi kamer kro isha zu shema nitma v'shema lo nitma, to sofik whether she was tamei or not. The kamer l'cha diashkena levara sveika, she has to drink in order to mavara the sofik. The ilo mashke lo asura, and if she doesn't, she's asur mitam vaday. So here we see the case of a sofik has a din of a vadai, tosu drink. Umikana talomi kavachomer l'sheretz. Sofik noga b'taharos, sofik lo noga. We have a sheretz, we're not sure if it touched taharos or not. V'mechazkinen lo betumi sofik. So we're machzik betumi sofik. Then we're just going to learn that's only brishus hayochid, like sota. Sota lo osaba tichsivi he lo nitposa. By a sota, if she was forced, she was raped, then she's not guilty, right? So asura ha nitposa muteris. V'hu adin l'shogeg. Same thing goes with shogeg. If she didn't do it b'mezid, she did it b'shogeg. How's the case of shogeg? Ishto ve'eshes ish imo b'bayis. He has, what's it called, his wife and somebody else's wife are sleeping in the same room with him. Okay? Or in the same house. V'niskavin le'ishto v'nisdam lozu. And he thought he's living with his wife and it was the other woman. So she's a shogeg. She thought this is her husband who's living with her. Right? Afish gaga kisvura shehibalo. She thought that it was her husband living with her and it was somebody else, some other man. It's also not, what's it called, not osur to her husband. Because she's a shogeg. It's the same thing as onis and shogeg is mutter. Mashenkin by a sheretz, doesn't make a difference if the sheretz touched the thing by mezid, by shogeg, by onis, still becomes tameh. So therefore, kavachomer, that there the suffix should be like a vada.